Hi, everybody, and welcome back here to another little bite-sized political podcast from yours truly. Thanks so much for downloading this, and my thanks to Quantum Hypno, as always, for the kind sponsorship that enables me to continue doing this. And we're going to talk about one of our perennial topics, my friends, vaccine passports. Yeah, vaccine passports, because, they've been in the news a little bit, but we've seen that the World Health Organization's leading vaccine official has testified in court that she advised against COVID passports and was ignored. What? Yeah, that's the first thing. A lady called Hannah Nohank, chief physician at the Finnish Institute for Health and Welfare, and she served as the World Health Organization's chair of strategic group of experts on immunization. And what did this lady have to say? Well, she testified that the Finnish Institute for Health knew by the summer of 2021 that the COVID vaccines did not stop virus transmission. This was the point at which summer of 21 the EU implemented vaccine passports. If you recall, the EU's digital COVID certificate regulation that passed in July 21, and more than 2.3 billion certificates were issued. Dr. Nohank advised Finland to cease passports, but was ignored. Well, hang on a second. She's the person. She was the expert on this. She said, "Yeah, it's pretty clear that these vaccines, you know, don't stop people spreading it or catching it or receiving it or whatever." Nonetheless, the authority said, "Yeah, it doesn't matter. We're gonna actually go ahead and implement vaccine passports anyway." Because as we know, folks, and you and I were there at the time, there's a reason we opposed every aspect of the COVID tyranny. And that's because it was a tyranny. We knew way back that, first of all, the likelihood of there being a virus was extraordinarily remote, if not 100%. Secondly, the masks never worked. And thirdly, the vaccine passports, which followed on from the masks, similarly did not work. So here we have some authorities and medical professionals supporting unethical, coercive, and misinformed policies in the full knowledge that they were misinformed. They knew that these things don't work. So vaccine passports were a scam. And this is someone from the World Health Organization, pretty high up, their leading vaccine expert, saying that, she advised against the passports, as the vaccines did not stop transmission and gave a false sense of security. Well, I disagree with this because, you see, I don't think that the vaccines, according to the authorities, stopped you catching it, stopped you spreading it. Well, we know that they did neither. They did absolutely neither. So you were at 0% of risk regardless. If you had a vaccine passport, it made zero difference, absolute difference. But this is all coming out in the wash, my friends. You know, you and I, if you remember back at the time, I remember there's loads of places I couldn't go because there's no way I would have a vaccine passport that could shove that where the sun don't shine. And I know lots of others were like me, and we stood against their vaccine passport regime rollout. But the amazing thing is that at the time that they were rolling it out, there were senior experts saying that, yeah, these things are pointless, but they still went ahead and done it. That's why vaccine passports were a crime against humanity. And that's why vaccine passports had damn all to do with stopping the dreaded vaccine and everything to do about controlling us. It was a trial run. They wanted to see would people be so weak and so stupid as to go along with it. And yes, they were. I still can see the restaurants in my mind that would have turned me away. I couldn't get into because I was unjabbed. I was a pure blood, and I haven't darkened their doorsteps ever since. And I don't know about you, but I still have a sense of anger and grievance about the fact that people like you and me were discriminated against back then because we wouldn't take their damn vaccine. You know, I'm the antithesis of Dr. Jordan Peterson. Remember Dr. Jordan Peterson? Take the damn vaccine. Do you remember the illustrious Peter Hitchens? Well, I'm taking the vaccine. Well, yeah, well, we didn't. We didn't take it, and we were right, and we've been proven to be right. And sounding like Humza Yousaf, right. But we were. We called it 100% correct, my friends. And that's why I think that was the moment of mass awakening for so many of us. And once you've awoken, as I said to Gregory Martin last night, you know, once you've awoken, you can't go back to sleep on these matters, you know. And since then, of course, I've not gone back to sleep. And some people will say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. No, I'm not. I just simply address everything with a critical mind. I'm not going to be swayed by what the masses think. I sure as heck, I'm not going to be swayed by what the media says. And on the basis of that, I think that allows for a level of discernment. Thanks for listening.